So now is the time for you to just lie back and take some time for yourself. Because right now, all you need to do is simply relax, because this is your time. And as you lie there with your eyes closed, becoming heavier and heavier, as you concentrate on my voice now, take a few deep, relaxing breaths, breathing in and out, in and out, just letting your chest rise and fall all by itself, knowing that each and every breath you take, you continue to relax more and more, drifting deeper and deeper still, freeing your mind of any worries and stress you may have. Here, right now, everything's so very calm and everything is so very safe. So you can fully relax and go deeper and deeper still and just let go. And as you lie there perfectly calm, perfectly at ease, you can concentrate on that breathing all the while continuing to relax. Just freeing your mind of any worries and stress you may have. Because here, right now, everything's so very calm and everything is so very safe. You can fully relax and go deeper and deeper still and just let go. And as you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting on that pillow. And you can be aware of your head relaxing on that pillow. And that pillow will fully support the full weight of your head. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or your neck. You can just let your head rest back nice and relaxed and go. And you can relax those shoulders too, because you know that chair will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle and every fibre of your being as you just relax back into that chair, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere and you don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you. They're just a comfortable reminder that the world is still safely turning. You can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax and let go. And you can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back, down your spine, on the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms, every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to that breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take and with every word I speak, you can just while you're just resting there in that pleasant way, I want you to imagine something for me. I would like to imagine that you're looking at a steel ball resting at the top of a gentle slope. Just imagine that now. You're looking at a steel ball resting on top of that gentle slope. And as you look at it, so the ball begins to roll slowly down the slope. It moves slowly and follows a straight course as it moves. Now I want you to imagine, a little way ahead of the steel ball and off to one side of the track, you can see a strong magnet. And as the ball is rolling towards the magnet, so it enters into the magnetic field and the magnet pulls on the steel ball. Not enough to make it stick, but enough to make it change its course. The steel ball is now rolling in a completely different direction from its original path. Now the reason for imagining this, because your pathway through life is the path taken by that steel ball. In the beginning, your pathway through life was set. You were following a course that was right for you. It felt comfortable. It felt right for you. But soon you found that you were being influenced by other people, acting like magnets, trying to pull you off course, trying to make you change direction. In short, they made you feel that your way was the wrong way. that wanted you to conform to their ways and follow their course of action. By trying to please them, you've changed your course and you've been following a way that is not originally set by yourself. And as a result, you felt uncomfortable. It's not felt right for you. And you've consequently felt that you've lost your individuality throughout trying to please other people. And this has been the problem. So let's see what can be done about it. Let's return to that picture of the steel ball and let's make a few changes. Once again, imagine that steel ball at the top of the slope. But this time as you look at it, see it grow double in size, weighing twice as much. Now see it rolling and see what happens. It approaches the magnet and the magnet tries to pull on it. But this time the ball is too heavy. It's too big. It does not deviate from its course and it keeps on rolling in the same direction. The influence of the magnet has not been strong enough to affect the ball and it rolls straight past. And these simple changes were enough to overcome the problem. For you to overcome the problem, it's not necessary to grow in size or to put on weight, but you can grow in strength and in power, and you can do this easily. As you rest there now, I want you to realise something, and I want you to realise it and understand it and acknowledge it. It's not your purpose in life to become a carbon copy of someone else. You are an individual in your own right. You have your own opinions, your own personality. These are right for you. No other person has the right to take these away from you, to make you conform to their ways. You are a person in your own right, a complete person, and they must either accept this fact or go on their way. Your individuality is precious and it must be protected, and you can protect this with your own strength. Your strength has been weakened by the influence of others, but that strength is still there and it's still within you now. So from now is the time to rediscover it and let it grow. So as you rest there now, just imagine yourself being as strong enough to withstand the influence of other people, strong enough to stand on your own feet. Imagine yourself that strong now. As you imagine it, feel the strength. Feel yourself able to speak out and defend your own individuality. Feel these things now. Because as you feel them, you know they are there. You already have the strength. It's there. You can feel it, so you know it's there. Acknowledge it. Welcome it, because it's yours. So as you rest there in that chair, becoming more and more aware of that comfort spreading calm all around you, I wonder if you begin to imagine a feeling of mild warmth. Maybe experiencing this warm feeling as they could feel the sun shining gently on your skin. It's a lovely day, with the temperature of the air that's just perfect for you. And I would have begin to imagine some special garden, perhaps beyond a gate, where you can stroll through into your very own peaceful place. Your own place, where it'd be peaceful and calm, where the grass is vibrant and green and gently springy beneath your step. And when you look up, you can notice how blue the sky is, with occasional fluffy white cloud creating interesting patterns. There are flower beds with wonderful colours and delicate fragrances in the air. Know that it's your very own special place that you can visit as often as you want, where you can let those feelings of velvet calm come upon you, where others only enter on your special invitation. So pause for a while, look around and breathe in that peace that surrounds you. As you stop and listen now, you may hear the sound of some water. And walking down through the beds of flowers down towards that sound, you catch a glimpse of a fountain in the distance. The gentle rays of sun still pleasantly warming your skin. As you walk towards the fountain and coming closer now, and standing right in front of it. So close you can extend your hand and feel the perfect temperature of the soft water on your skin. Now moving closer and feeling a fine spray of water on your arms, already aware of that sense of letting go of tension. Becoming aware of that urge to step into the fountain, allow the water to spray over your entire body, letting it flow over your face as it washes away all remaining tensions from your head, from the back of your neck. The water is washing away all unwanted anxieties from your shoulders and your chest and your tummy as it washes away all unwanted concerns from your mind. Feel an immense sense of relief as that water now begins to cascade down, cleansing, melting away sensations of tension. The body relaxes and the mind unwinds more and more comfortably, bringing with it the crystal clear understanding that this is the time, this is the place, this is your opportunity now, yes, to finally let go of any uncomfortable feelings, unnecessary harmful thoughts. What a welcome relief to let go of those long, outdated, unhelpful responses from however long ago. Let them flow away with the water. At last, what a weight off your shoulders as the water cleanses you. What's the colour of it as it carries away all that debris, splashing down into a little stream, carrying it all away? And you can keep watching until the water grows clearer and clearer still, sparkling, releasing you to experience a delightful feeling of inner calm and confidence, a feeling of being at ease with yourself. And when you're at ease with yourself, how much more natural it seems to feel at ease with the world around you. And staying here for a while, allowing your imagination free rein to run through all those occasions in your life and experience from now on with more calm, more courage, and more curiosity, and with more ease than you've done for a long, long time. Perhaps with more ease and confidence than you've ever done in your life before. When the time seems right to move on, you can. You can step out of that fountain now and find the sunlight instantly dries you, once again gently warming you. And looking down now at the crystal clear water of the stream and seeing your reflection sparkle back at you. Look at your face. It's relaxed, smiling and at ease. One sparkle image replaces another. Scene after scene of you feeling calm and confident and relaxed in those situations you want you to feel uneasy about. Now you're behaving in a comfortable and easy manner, allowing others as well as yourself to feel that calm, that ease. In fact, it seems so natural to you now that it can seem rather strange as ever not so. And it does seem so natural that you're able to replace those old concerned thoughts with those of calm, ease and confidence, which now enables you to go through your daily life with ease and confidence. And while you're pondering those thoughts, I just want to tell you a story. Once was a village in a very isolated part of the world, and it was so isolated they rarely saw visitors from the outside. People of the village had a secret. They had a magical painting being given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. And the stranger had said, as long as his picture stays in the village, everything would go right for the people of the village, and the people felt safe having this picture. And one day another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, then made the stranger welcome and let him stay in the room where the painting was kept. And when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left and the painting had been taken away and the village were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone and life could never again be the way they'd pictured it. They looked out the window and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming and the birds no longer sang. And they felt sad. And the person from the village walked over to where the painting was on the wall and they started to paint their own picture. They started to paint beautiful pictures of birds and trees, and some others joined them, and soon all the people were cooperating in making this painting. And it wasn't until the person looked out the window and said, "Look, everything is changing," and they realised the sky had become blue again, the birds were singing again, and the trees were back in bloom. Well, soon this wonderful, calm and relaxed experience would draw to a close, but you now know that you have the power and the strength to always feel as good as you do right now. Calm, confident and in full control. And how you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows, and your life is too valuable and it's too miraculous to be left to chance. For this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding, and for you there's no greater treasure on earth. Each and everything you do better than you've done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in the perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed and confident. Every day your confidence grows. And that means tomorrow your confidence will grow. And the day after it will grow stronger than before. And as you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows, you become stronger. As more and more your feelings of self-worth become stronger. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control. You calm your mind and you disregard your troubles. You are calm, relaxed, poised, competent and confident. You are your own person. And as you leave here today, go forth into this world looking forward with a new, determined optimism. You are now armed with the new knowledge and the understanding. You are beautiful, you are intelligent, and you are brave, and you are unique, and you are special. You are your real self, and your confidence in your own abilities to be true to all those values that are important to you, and to recognise what is false and inappropriate. You now love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you're happy with all that you have. Yesterday is gone. Gone with it are all the influences that can make it any different. Tomorrow, well, that's but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real. And for this moment we live. And then that too is gone. Either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. And you can choose too which reality is yours.